And then I feel really alone with everything.
Because I have no model.
I'm the son of an alcoholic.
Successful relationship.
For letting me be here for you.
Did you get hurt, Tia? You come here to me.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Come Here to Me podcast. This is a Figs and Teal episode.
Woo!
Yeah, the relationship experts walk the talk. We're going to try and see if we can actually live up to our tagline. Gulp, no pressure. So here's the thing. Today's show, what we're going to do is we want to see if we could outline exactly what the person in relationship that usually or may feel more often that they're not a priority to their partner or their partner cares less about the relationship than they do. What can you do if you're that person to improve yourself as a person and your relationship? Ooh.
Yeah.
Juicy.
I like how you broke that down.
Thank you. I'm thinking this is an easy one for me because I have a little bit of that part of me, but in our relationship, Teal.
Yes, I am that person.
Right. You're more often to be that person. Of course, I have my moments, right? Okay. So let's see. Why don't we see if we could actually frame it in terms of a process? And then you're actually, Teal, you're going to be kind enough to do this work for reals.
That's right.
So if you're the person in relationship who often feels like you make the relationship more of a priority, you're the one that tries harder. How come your partner is not showing up? Look at you
So this is
really valid pain, right? Totally valid pain, really valid frustrations. I feel you, sister or brother or sibling. Right.
Or non-gender binary.
Well, that's a sibling, right? A sibling.
You're so smart.
Thank you. So basically, totally valid. But let's see, what can you do to work on your relationship? So Teal, you help me out here. But let's go through it step by step, right? The first thing, and we always have to come back to the basics. First thing you can do is remember. What is it? You should always remember.
You should remember that. It's a system.
It's
two people.
Right. It always takes two to tango.
You know what was so good in that moment? I actually was such in a pursuer place that I was I don't know what you're talking about. But
yeah, you're let's get talking about
how you feel disappointed, how your partner is letting you down. See?
Exactly. It's good.
I've got that part.
It's a beautiful way for us to kind of emphasize it's always a system. If you're in a negative story about the other person, they're hurting. They're in a negative story of you. You're hurting. All four things are always present. We won't go into more detail on that right now, but let's be clear. Everything starts with your ability to see that it's a system that we're in with each other. So that's step one. Try and always come back to foundational skill. It's always a system. Right? You're both hurting. You're both reacting in ways that hurt the other person. Okay. So let's say we got that. Okay. The next thing is, right, can you go from story of other to experience of self, right? And we've talked about this before on the podcast, but let's say if you're new to this, what that basically means is you know you're in story of other. Teal, how many wonderfully negative stories do you have about me when we're in a cycle with each other?
Oh, so many.
Yeah, exactly, right? So you've got a negative story about the other person. Anytime you're in a negative story, what is the experience you're having inside of yourself? Can you make that transition from the negative story of the other person to two main things? One, there must be some flavor of love you're not getting. And when you're not getting that flavor of love,
it hurts.
Ow. Right. So that's the experience of self is you can tell you're in negative story and you're in reactivity. And then what is it that's happening in me that I'm not getting that hurts so much? And what is the flavor it hurts? So you got to be able to make that journey from story of other I know I'm in story of other, I'm in reactivity. What am I not getting? And how does it hurt? And then the very last step of that journey is then you could share that vulnerable story of other with your significant other that just like 5 seconds earlier and for the last 20,000 years of your multiple lifetimes, you've actually, all you wanted to do is tell them how shit they are.
Right.
But now you're actually going to describe your own vulnerable experience. And then the last thing, of course, is that you now, armed with this knowledge of it's a system, you're not just a negative story of other, you knew you're in reactivity, you got what it is you're not getting, and you can feel the vulnerable feeling, you can share them. You could actually add to that, which I can't wait for later in this episode. Like you could add for that, oh my God, I actually see the negative impact I have been having on you.
Mm.
Previously thought of as just a shit partner in the relationship, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a kind of quick summary of what you, the person that it seems like you're the one that loves the most and you're the one that makes the relationship a priority, what you can do to make things better. So I'm going to hand it over to you, Teal, to see if you have the gumption stealing from our kids, truck books, right? You've got gumption, right?
Gumption.
To see if you could walk through that process with me.
Great. Okay, good. And I'm excited to say, a little nervous to say that I've got one that is an unprocessed one. So it's not like I've done this kind of dramatic self-discovery inside of myself, and I'm kind of coming out like this pure baby that's not reactive. I'm actually kind of still in the story of other, kind of trying to find the we're in a cycle together.
Yeah.
Like I have that. I know that.
But let's do it for reals, right? And I love that. The best place to start is from the reactive story of other. Don't even try and be good yet, right?
Right. So yeah, everyone can, I mean, most people that are listening can probably, you know, relate to thinking my partner sucks at this, or I'm really annoyed about that, or this is a place where I'm feeling not like we're a team. And so, should I say the thing that I'm kind of like feeling activated about?
Yeah. No, you give the negative story of me.
Okay.
Don't hold back. No, okay. You got to start from the unprocessed place.
I mean, it's not just like a pure grenade. Like, so here, this is around something that I feel complicated about. And it's that Figs's paddling season is going to start like in a month, maybe in a couple of weeks. I don't even know. I don't think he shares with me because he's terrified. He knows I support him. I freaking signed Figs up for paddling 2 years ago, right? Like I'm on board.
By the way, most people probably don't know what paddling is.
Ocean, like just madness.
Ocean canoeing.
Ocean, right? Canoeing. Six people in a canoe going through the water quickly and skillfully and intensely, and it takes a lot of time, and I love that. And Figs is exercising, he's with community, and those are all things I've wanted for Figs. And in fact, I've been kind of activated about him not working out in the past or not cultivating community. So years later, now he's doing it and paddling. There's an on season, there's an off season. We've been in the off season, and I've been soaking my delicious Figs up at home, loving having him around. And I'm feeling like a little maybe critical. I'm having so many words come into my brain that I can't even like hone in, but it's like frustrated, critical, alone, scared, excited, like kind of judgmental of myself. Like, why aren't I just like, this is awesome, 100%. The fact that I have this is awesome, 100%. And I also have parts of me that are like, where is Figs going? And he's like leaving me on my own kind of a lot to manage these wild children of ours and all their activities. So
So wait a second, just a sec, because you're so good right now. And I was really touching and see how you don't like your reactivity and your negative judgment of me. So it's hard to say it.
Yeah.
But look, it's there.
Right.
No,
it's there.
But it's there. And so let me just see if I get the negative judgment of me. The negative judgment is it sounds very dramatic, but like I'm an abandoner, you're leaving me alone, you care about something else more than being with me and your family.
Yeah.
Well, like you're what else would it be? Go on. If you really let yourself say it, go on. No, but let yourself
like,
say
okay,
it.
like selfish.
There you go. Great. Selfish. And then of course, and I'm in love with myself. Right?
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, look at everybody laughing at figs. Oh, right. Like you do. No?
No. And what do you, like kind of possess it? Like, oh, he's like having a life outside of me.
Exactly.
He's like,
oh, look at that one.
Exactly. Hey-o.
Right. I mean, that's a part of it. I know you don't like, right?
Well, it's less alive for me, but yeah, I mean, that's part of it. I can see. So as you guys can see, and I'm sure for those of you that are relating to some complex issue, you're going to, as you kind of do what's called this affect assembly, really like honing in, what are all the parts? You can tell I'm a multiplicity. I am not like, he's just selfish because I'm feeling actually sad on the inside. I'm feeling all sorts of complicated feelings like celebration, excitement, fear, maybe anxiety, possessiveness.
Yeah, but this is like, look, you know, it's just interesting, right? I know, but you're okay with me doing this with you. Like one of the things that like we have to be able to help people do is just be the critical part. Just be the reactive part.
Okay.
You're doing an amazing job, but look, I don't like this part of me and I actually really am supportive, but just for a second,
all right.
Nothing let but the judge.
Let me just be like an average pursuer, which is who I really am. I'm just be like one of these good.
Yeah. Don't be good. Okay. What's the judgment? Like, just go for it.
Okay. Yeah. Just like an abandoner and selfish.
I'm an abandoner. I'm selfish.
Yeah. So judgments of other. There we go.
I'm inconsiderate. Right? Because you're here with the kids. Look at you heading off for 15 hours a week, paddling.
Right.
And your little sport, little canoe.
With your little Speedo. Oh.
No Speedo.
Yes.
No Speedos. No Speedos.
Team Speedos. Okay. Promises, but, promises.
Yes. No, we're all Hawaiian board shorts here. Very long. But okay, so that's good, right? I'm a selfish person. I'm inconsiderate. I'm an abandoner. Leaving you with the kids, taking off 15 hours a week. Don't cut it down.
Okay, good. Like, that's what it is. Good.
That's what it is. Boom. That's the judgment that comes up, and it comes up from deep, right? And you're in negative story of me, and you either say it explicitly or just literally it leaks out of you.
Right.
Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Right. That regardless of how you say you're supportive, I love that you're paddling, you're like, fuck you. I get the go fuck yourself. I'll see you in a couple of hours, you selfish, abandoning asshole that's inconsiderate.
Is it a cabinet that we're like, I'm like, here's dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, did you have fun? Eat this, you fucker. Right. Okay. But that's good. Look, let's be explicit, right? That's the negative judgment that comes out. Right. Okay. So you're in negative judgment, right?
Yes.
You know, it's actually a system. Wait a second. If I'm hurting, feeling alone, right? And I see him negatively. He probably sees me negatively. I said it jokingly, right? Like, oh my God, Teal is, oh, she's a bunny boiler, right? And I'm feeling I'm never going to be enough. System. Okay. Now, but what's the story? What's the experience of self that you could describe? So when you see me so negatively as the abandoner and selfish, what's the flavor of love that you're not getting and the vulnerable experience that touches inside you?
Yes. Okay, let me crawl. Let me claw my
way. I feel like you're really regretting this.
I episode. Am. I'm really like
you're in the hot. You're starting to sweat. So it's winter here. We're having our first day of winter in Hawaii. Like, and now you're looking hot.
I am hot.
Well,
girl.
You are hot, but a different type of hot. But go on, go on.
Okay.
So what is it that you're not getting? What's the flavor of love that you're not getting?
I'm connecting with the part of myself that feels like the missing parts, the like, I miss you and I don't know if I'm good with the kids sometimes. And I don't like myself when I'm like slamming the cabinet. And anyway, it's hard not to. It's hard not to kind of cross into other parts.
You get into a bit of a shame part, right?
That's what I'm vulnerable. Saying. Like it's not. Right. It's not like you're at. Like sometimes yeah. I think there might be something where I'm more just like Figs is really letting me down on this. But this, I can feel a lot of complex shame feelings about right. myself, which is probably not a surprise to those of you that are relating to this. As you start to kind of climb into your experience, the story of yourself, maybe that's part of the fervency around the story of other. Right? Is because there is feelings. It's the sadness, maybe he doesn't want to be around me. Maybe I don't fill his buckets. Maybe I don't deserve someone that is here. Right. And then I also kind of climb into my own sort of, you know, other parts of the shame spiral. Like, why aren't I more supportive and showing up at all the races? And am I a good mom without a co-parent?
Okay, but wait, slow down. Okay, no, because these are really good, right? But it is good to notice you go into the feeling the too muchness and the not enoughness and the shame that I shouldn't have reactivity is really big.
Right.
But just for a moment, we want to name that part, but I want to go back to the attachment need. And we got a hint of what the attachment need is when you said, I feel alone.
Yeah.
Right. Because what is the need? Like, if alone is the pain, what would be the need then? If alone is the pain that I have when I don't have this particular flavor of love.
Right.
So it's like a math equation. If I feel alone, what is it that I'm not getting that actually really matters to me?
Like reassurance.
Reassurance. Yeah. And our togetherness. We're together.
Yeah.
We're a team. Mm. You're here, right? Like, you're actually here. Like, yeah, just like, you know, like a baby, like, oh, mom is here.
Oh, yeah. You like that. Don't ever stop.
Okay. Exactly. But that's it, right? That's still in there. It's like, I go, like, you're supportive of paddling. Oh, I love paddling.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I go paddling, this is not, you're not getting that. Like, so it's really good to, like, be. You know, this is the thing, the pathogenic shame stuff like can take over, but togetherness matters so much that while I cognitively am supportive of you paddling, I actually end up losing the like, oh, nom, 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 right? I'm like chewing on mom's like nipple and her shoulder,
okay.
Right? No, just that like togetherness feeling,
that really touched me because it's true. I feel that that's so helpful, like just putting words to that kind of deep closeness.
Exactly.
And so, not having that right is really sad for me and really scary for me. And then, you know, like I can't tolerate that. And then it might tell me things about myself. I might have some of that complicated shame stuff that comes up. Right. And then it's so much easier. It's just so much easier to think Figs is a selfish abandoner.
That fucker that actually got me in touch with the aloneness and not getting to togetherness that he promised me. And now I have to touch all this complex negative stories about myself that I shouldn't be feeling this way and I shouldn't be negative. And I'm like, am I good on my own? Right. Like it makes sense. Yes. It touches really complicated feelings, but really important to organize them. Right. The deep attachment need, togetherness, and when it's not here, I feel really alone. And then I can start, because remember, shame is an accompanying emotion. Whenever we're feeling abandoned or rejected, shame comes along and goes, hello, I'm here too. Now you get to feel like you're too much or not enough, right? And so you're like, oh my God, look at me being negative. I'm a bad person. Am I a good mother? So shame freaking comes along for the ride to make it even worse, right? Okay, it's really good. So negative story of Figs. Wait a second. What am I not getting? I'm not getting togetherness that I crave. It's my primary love need. And then I end up feeling really bad about myself. And then I cannot tolerate that emotional cocktail.
Yes.
And then you rise up and say, here's your fucking dinner. You fucking cunt. Sorry. Sorry if it is. But that's, you don't have to use those words, but that's what it feels like on the receiving end. I curse. I use coconut. Coconut. Sorry.
We can say coconut on air.
I'm sorry.
Coconut is the secret.
My clients know that I curse in session. So for podcast listeners, I'm really, really sorry. Okay.
And our kids curse, like straight up.
Stop. Don't be telling them. They don't see. I don't say the C word with the kids. Okay. But that's really good. But come here. We, you know, to experience yourself, to go from story of other to experience of self. You did a really good job, right? Figs is an abandoning, selfish, inconsiderate fucker, right? Coconut. And now you are like, wait a second, that's the negative story I'm in when I don't feel the togetherness that means so much. And I'm actually lonely. And I'm now having all these like shame feelings. And so no wonder I can't tolerate that. And I rise up into reactivity and negative story with Figs, which of course now Figs feels like he's never going to be enough. And now he's going to like stay paddling for an extra 5 hours. Oh, is it dark? Oh, I didn't make it home. Right. Because I'm scared of getting the dinner thrown at me when I get in the door. Right. So, yeah. So you can see the system part.
Right.
But that's brilliant. That's so good. So remember then the last part, I mean, the second last part, the way we described it, is then you would actually be able to share that vulnerably with your partner.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, so, a little too excited.
So, yeah. So you, let's try it, right? Just like we would, you know, in a session, create an enactment. You're being very good letting me coach you.
I think you're very good. You're working me over here.
Exactly. This is how I get what I want. I just say, let's do a podcast. No, exactly. Okay.
Try it. Okay.
Like an enactment.
Yeah. So basically, on the outside, I can look really critical of you and angry and frustrated. And I can like kind of shut the door. I can kind of, you know, close the cabinets in loud ways. And on the inside, I'm feeling some complicated feelings around like loneliness and how much I want you to be close to me and how I really just want to be near you. And then, and some like other like shame feelings, especially around something that I've been advocating for and signed you up for and am celebrating in so many parts of me. So I just feel really bad about myself. And then I kind of protect myself with this like veil that looks just kind of critical of you, and I know I kind of give it to in all angles where I'm like, this is so great, and then I'm also like just kind of mean. So I bet that's so complicated for you, kind of confusing.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah,
I mean, for sharing, right?
Yeah,
just take a moment, right? Because I know what we do in a therapy session, right? Before I would answer, right, I would stay with you, right? If I was actually your therapist, right, I would actually stay with you before I say, well, you know, what does it feel like to look at me and put together the reactivity and then the unmet love need and the vulnerable feeling and actually look at me and tell me now the experience of self?
Yes, it feels really good and just real. Like it's just real. And then, I mean, it's definitely vulnerable. Like it's, I think I have like, oh, I don't want you to like not paddle. Cause I say that, you know, there's like the parts that want to just.
Right. You're worried.
Yeah. I kind of get into the like what bad could happen.
You jump into the future.
Right. Yeah. You know, so, but I'd say that the overwhelming feeling is kind of like relief. Like, that is what's happening. And
it is what it is.
And you know what? Guys, this was an unprocessed cycle for me. And so I feel the relief of that, the satisfaction of it. I feel a little nervous. Like I said, like, how is he going to respond? Right. And like, what could happen? So I feel that kind of like little kid part that's maybe a little bit anxious.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, look, really, thank you. I'll tell you what it's like to hear, right? Thank you for sharing. It really means a lot. Like, it's amazing how it just, like, I really just really take in you saying, look, I have actually been disappointed in you. I have been reactive, right? Like, that feels really good because it's just like, It's like someone like, it's just like saying like I'm not crazy.
Right.
Because it's like, you know, the way you're like, yes. I'm very supportive of your paddling, you fucker. Right. Like the, you're acknowledging the you fucker part is real. It's like, oh my God, that helps me so much. It's such a gift.
Mm.
And then of course, to hear that the reason you're mad at me is deep, the deepest reason, right, is that togetherness means so much to you that you're actually feeling lonely and in pain when you're not there, when I'm not here. And then you end up getting into feeling bad about yourself or having such big longings for love and feeling like you're too much or not enough. Like, it just really helps me understand. I mean, it makes me realize how loved I am. It really matters that you can be in pain when I'm not here, emotionally speaking. And it helps put into context why you would be, how is paneling, right? Like whatever way it leaks out, right? You know, and the criticism or disappointment in me.
Right.
It's really nice. Thank you. It really helps to know. I feel so much better to start paddling 20 hours a week with people. 15. Now I can go up to that. But it's really helpful. Aww. Thank you, sweetie.
Hmm.
It's,
I love
it's
that.
It's really nice.
Wow. Like,
every part of that really helps me understand you. Yeah. And I'm not, and it helps me not have to be avoidant or just treat you like you're, you know, the way like now treat you like you're like a serial killer that could let go, get loose at any moment.
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of, I can feel like that he's kind of scared of me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it only feeds into
me
feeling more like shit about myself.
It, then it's like,
no, he doesn't want to be around me. I'm a scary person. Oh my gosh, like who is bagging on their partner for like being healthy and having community? I'm just like a crap person.
Right. Well, that's it. It touches I'm too much. Look, I'm bad. And then you feel bad. Right.
But right now, as you're saying, like that touches you, it makes you happy. It makes you feel relieved. It makes you feel like the crazy making part, which is like, I want you to paddle. And then like, you fucker.
Yeah.
Like that makes sense too. I love that we're acknowledging that. It helps really organize, but it also helps just organize it for me.
Yeah.
Because I haven't really realized that this is what's happening. And so.
So helpful to go through this, right? Here we are experts and every time just picking something and going through it and really breaking it down. It's so, so helpful. Thank you, sweetie. Okay. So let's see. I know we've been to like doing our own little, you're like, hello, we're here, right? I don't know why I'm pulling my ear, but.
Why are you pulling your ear?
Let's see if we put it all together again, right? For the listeners and viewers. Great. Okay. What can you do if you are like Teal in relationship where sometimes you feel like you're the one that cares the most and sometimes you feel like I'm all alone, I'm not being considered, why aren't you spending time with us? Why are you spending your time working or with your little paddle buddies and your little speedos out on the ocean?
Now like, I am going to be going.
Exactly. Hey. And now you're there with the binoculars. And I've told the police that there's some creepy lady in the bushes watching us.
In disguise.
Exactly. But so what can you do? You can do what Teal just did, is you can notice first, right, that you're in a negative story of the other person. If you're in a negative story of the other person, they're definitely going to be in a negative story of you, explicitly or implicitly. And why are you in a negative story? You're hurting and they're hurting too. All four of those things are always true. And then you can make the journey just like Teal did, you did so beautifully, of going from negative story to, wait a second, there must be a flavor of love I'm not getting, togetherness. And it means so much, it's so deep that it's actually really lonely for me. And actually, then I can feel so bad about that part of myself that feels alone when I'm not in togetherness. I actually then, it gets combined, right? Hello, shame shows up. I feel bad about myself. And that cocktail of human experience, vulnerable experience, is so painful that Teal, you rise up. That's actually where the reactivity and the negative view of me comes from. You fucker figs for going off paddling. And the cycle starts. But instead of just letting that happen unconsciously, you actually put it all together and then we're able to share it with me. You know, when I have this negative view of you and I'm looking at you negatively, I'm actually not feeling togetherness and I feel really bad about myself and share it vulnerably, which helps me not now treat you like you're a serial killer. That could, like, I could be the next victim at any moment, right? Which, of course, is going to make you feel worse about yourself. I was actually able to, wait a second, that actually totally makes sense. You love me so much when we're not together. No wonder it hurts. And you could feel bad about yourself. I actually get where your negativity is coming from. And now you and I can feel more connected.
Yay.
How good.
So good.
I think that's a good summary.
I think you nailed that.
I hope it's okay. Thank you. I put it all together. What was it like to hear it put all together?
Listen, it's wonderful. It's so helpful. I feel like less shame, because remember, shame is like a spider. It loves like the darkness in the corners. Yes. So when it's shown the light, it's like, oh, I'm not terrible. And now actually everyone knows about this part of me. Yeah. And that most of all, you know about that part of me. And, you know, it is tragic if we're not doing this, because what do we see on the outside, right? We see me looking upset. You're already maybe feeling your own complicated feelings about going when you love being with your family, our family. And then you see me slamming the freaking cabinets, right?
By the way, you keep using an example. Luckily, I must have been far down the hill when you're like, the neighbors might be hearing the cabinets. I've missed the cabinet slamming. Luckily.
Okay, I'll make it more obvious next time. But it's a tragedy because then Figs is going to feel scared of me, and then he's going to move away from me, and I'm going to be left with my own feelings of I want closeness. And everything that I was showing on the outside was pushing you away, making you feel bad about yourself and feeling scared of me. So this feels like nourishment. It feels like possibility.
This is great. Would you just added that last piece, which was now, instead of only seeing the way I'm being selfish by paddling and inconsiderate and the impact I'm having on you, when we put it together, now you're actually seeing, oh, I see how my reactivity is actually hurting you, Figs, making you scared of me, moving away from me. Your behavior now makes sense in response to my reactivity.
Right.
Because you're having valid, unmet love feelings, not because you're bad and you're actually having complicated feelings of too muchness inside. Amazing. Right?
Yeah.
Totally different way to approach paddling season and many other issues. Okay. So I think that, I hope that's helpful for you. I know that's really fast. Remember, this is all Teal and I do. And there's so many different steps in there. But this is what, if you are the person that can feel alone in relationship or not together, why are you prioritizing other things? Giving advice to your partner, telling them even more how crap they are. It's the easy thing to do, but it's not going to help. It's not going to work. Let Teal be your model or your role model. What she just did right now, this, if you can do this part, just like Teal, be like Teal, you will vastly improve your relationship.
Teal for president.
You got my vote. Definitely, right? Because you know what would happen if I didn't vote for you. Okay, so come here. That was good. We're gonna let you go.
Okay. And we're gonna go snuggle.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, snuggle. Yes. Okay. Bye. Thank you.